Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Before we get into tonight's show, I want to give a shout out
to Piney Chapel Elementary School and Mrs. Blanton's fifth grade class. I substitute taught for them today, and they did a great job, and they asked if I would mention them on the Mark White Show, so here we go. Thank you, Mrs. Blanton's class, for being such a good class. I look forward to substituting again for your class in the near future. Now we're going to be talking to two individuals from France who are covering a trip to Normandy, France, and our World War II veterans from Honoring Veteran Legacies will be headed that way, and this show is coming from Madison, Alabama. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Madison, Alabama, as we just finished the Honoring Veteran Legacies meeting, their monthly meeting. Chris Bate said, I have some people from France, and she said, you need to talk to them. And we're getting ready for Normandy, which the veterans from World War II will make a trip to France, and they're going to get to go back to Normandy and experience that June the 6th of this year. So we have a big trip planned, and we have with us right now Jean-Baptiste Bruno, and glad to have him with Channel 6 in France. He's come to do a documentary with these World War II veterans. He's going to be a couple of places in the States to be able to talk to these veterans and get those stories, because as we talked about with Jean, we're losing these veterans very quickly, and it's so important that we get these stories recorded so that we have history, that we don't lose that history. Right, Jean?
Hello, nice to meet you, Mark. It's exactly the truth. I'm here because in France we want to make this story important, and we want this year to make an event about this 80th anniversary of the D-Day. And so we plan a report, a news report, a long news report across the US with Valérie, the French association. And I make a trip in three states, North Carolina, Alabama, Pennsylvania, and I met some veterans of the World War II, and especially the D-Day.
Jean, when did the World War II event become important to you? When did talking to these veterans become something that you were passionate about?
When I was a kid, I grew up with, a famous film. The title in France is Le Jour le plus long, The Longest Day, you know, the famous film. And I see this movie a lot of time, and I was passionate by this this event of the World War II. And when I become a journalist 10 years ago for the 70th anniversary, I make a different story about this D-Day, and I begin to meet some veterans. And it was at this time, 10 years ago, that I say in my mind, you have to interview more of these veterans and know the story.
Now, you're doing similar to what I do, because I'm doing an interview with you. You're doing an interview with them, the World War II veterans. Give us an example of some of the questions that you ask these World War II veterans to get the most information from them.
Okay, yesterday I was with Howard, who works in a weather station in England on the D-Day. And so I asked him what's the feeling he has on this day of before the D-Day. How was the atmosphere in the Allier, command? Because the D-Day was not a sure operation. The D-Day was a very risk. Perhaps the German can put off the Allied army. And so I want to know, with their memories, how they feel, how they live this history hours, you know? And how was the preparation? How was the confidence or not? Because it's easy 80 years after to, of course, D-Day, it's a great operation. Of course, there is no risk, but not when you learn, when you hear them, you see that it was not a sure operation. You see that it was perhaps difficult and, a poker play, presque. You know,
Yes. And you are talking to older, obviously, people, but they were teenagers, a lot of them, when they were experiencing this. And for a teenager to go to battle,
coming from, say, a rural area in the United States, this was a big challenge for these guys, no matter what training they had, to be in real line of fire. And this experience of coming on the beaches of Normandy had to have been just a tremendous experience, watching their brothers die beside them as their job is to go in and try to save the country.
It was crazy because they were 17, 18 years old, and they were drafted. So from one day you are in your country, in your states in the U.S., and 3 months later, after a training camp, you cross the ocean and you are in the war at 17, 18 years old. You don't have the choice. So it was a life lesson, you know. And I'm very impressed by the courage and by when they come back after the war, they make a normal job. They make but in this time they save the world. They save the liberty. So I'm very impressed by this normal hero. But it's not normal hero. They are heroes. For French people, I can assure you, they are heroes. And in 2 months, in June, in the 6th June, this man they will be very happy to see how the French people can sink them.
And you have a big responsibility, thanks to Channel 6, to go out and get these stories. And I know it was an honor for you, I imagine, to be able to be the one that can go and travel and to get these stories.
Yes, my contact with Valerie from a couple of years, so my channel has confident to Valerie and me, and they from 2 months ago I spoke to them that I have a great story. If you let me go to the U.S. 1 week, I assure you it will be a great story, because I know Valerie. She told me about the 3 veterans who came in Normandy, and they said, okay, let's go to the U.S. and make the best report that you can. And I call them. How was the day today? And I call the interview with Howard in England, with Otis, who was in the Pacific, but 2 close friends were in Normandy, and one died, and he want to go to the grave in Colville. And I spoke them, and when they said to me, "Wow, it will be a very great story when you come back."
What is one of the stories that stands out to you that you've had so far that you say, wow, that's an incredible story, and it's one that stands out with the other stories that you've experienced so far?
You speak about the veteran?
Yes, one of the stories that you've gotten from veterans that stands out to you.
5 years ago, for the 75th anniversary, I was in Utah Beach. I work with Valerie on this anniversary, on this birthday anniversary, and we make for the first time 2 veterans come back in Utah Beach 75 years after. It was the first time 75 after, and the 2 veterans don't know each other, but both they landed in Utah Beach the 6th and 7th June. It was incredible to see this man walking on the beach, walking on the sand, 75 years after. And it takes a long time, perhaps 1 hour, to get off the car, because they are very old to walk on the sand on the beach. And minute after minute, a lot of people come, and they are around them, and there are some applause. It was very emotional. I am very emotional when I talk this now. And we are 4 people, and 1 hour, we're about 200 people, you know, on this beach, 6th June, 75 year letters. And this man, 2 of soldier, are dying now. And but this report, these memories are again in a link in our website. And when I go to the school to teach some journalism, this report I put on the student.
Speaking of students, the importance of this history, why is it important, do you believe, that youth, younger people, know this history and the story of World War II?
It's very important because the veterans are alive. This is history. When they speak, it's history. But in front of children of 7 to 17 years old, they are history in front of them. It's very important until they are alive that they're going to school and say what it's happened. Look at me. You can read in the history book, but you can have doubt, because today we live in a doubt episode, in a doubt atmosphere, you know, with fake news everywhere, but they can't break the fake news. Look at me, I'm a veteran. I landed in Utah Beach 80 years ago. Look at me. And we have to profit of this man until they died. It's very important. And this young generation is difficult to convince of the real history. It's very difficult. And my job is to make this man, to put this man on the scene.
Jean-Baptiste Bruno, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to share your experience with Channel 6 and what you're doing. Thank you for talking to these veterans and caring about this story. I feel like your message is going to resonate with a lot of people, and I look forward to seeing your documentary. I know it'll be in French, but I'm looking forward to it, brother.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Valerie. What's Valerie's last name?
Cardon. Yeah.
We're going to have Valerie Cardon with us, and you heard about Valerie in this segment, but I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Perfect.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Coming to you from Sunnyside Cafe in Madison, Alabama, as I have with me Valerie Goche. Welcome to the Mark White Show as we talk about the trip that's coming up to Normandy. We have World War II veterans leaving this area to go to France. It's an exciting time to be able to experience this, I'm sure, for you.
Oh, yes, that's an amazing experience to be here, to be hosted by you guys. Thank you so much. Thank you for your hospitality, your kindness. It's amazing. And to have met also all those World War II veterans, Korea and Vietnam veterans, means a lot. Thank you. Thank you.
I know you shared at the monthly meeting. I was just getting there because I substitute teach in the school. And so I was working at a school and I just made it, as they said, okay, we're headed to Sunnyside Cafe. But I know you shared a story about when your passion for World War II veterans began. Would you share that with listeners now?
Yeah, of course. So it started in 1992 when I was 14 years old. So
that means we're close to the same age. I was 12 in 92.
Okay, so I'm almost 48 now. I'm still involved with World War II veterans. So why I became involved with World War II veterans is because I live in Normandy and in a small town called Creuns. And my parents told me to go to the post office. I went to the post office, and then I met a man who was lost at the corner of the street. So I spoke to him in French, and he was like, "You're talking to me?" And so I did my work, you know, at the post office. I went out and spoke to him again in French, and he said, "Calvados and 1944. I said, "Oh my goodness." So the Calvados is like the moonshine you do have here in the USA. And 44, when I had his accent, I knew he was a World War II veteran. But I don't know if he was English, American. So we began to talk in English to him. And then what a story.
That's incredible. And you took that from that meeting and then decided to help veterans. But how did you take the step to actually be a part of, say, an organization to make this a reality? When did that happen?
Well, it started by because I've been involved with them since I met these World War II veterans. So back in 1992, we didn't have no cell phone, no computer. It was like another world right now. But we wrote a lot, and I kept like thousands and thousands of letters from all those World War II veterans from all over the states. And they were my friends. I was pen friending with them, you know, during all those years. And I saw them. So I made my first trip to visit the World War II veterans. I was 19 years old when I took my first flight tickets, my first trip all over the world. It was to see them. And so they are the same age as my grandparents. So my grandparents knew World War II because they were involved with my... So that's another story, so I'll go back. And to see them, you know, to visit them every year. So I do my home trips here to the USA since I'm 19 years old. I pay my home trips. like 3 times in the year to visit the World War II veterans, because I know that they need to see the French people. They need to be in touch. They don't want to be forgotten. So it's what I do, you know. I pay my trips and I go with my bag and all over the States and visit them as much as I can. And I didn't want to let them down. And to see them years after years, to see them that it was very complicated to organize the trip, I said, we should do something. And by luck, I was working at my school, middle school. I'm a horse walker and cook. And I was taking care of a corridor when the director of the school came to see me. And I said, lay down what you're doing right now. The history teacher is missing, and I want you to take care of the classroom. So I look at him and said, wow, that's not my job. You want me to teach them? I see the kids every day because they're almost 11 to 14. And so I said, what do you want me to teach them? I said, just take care of them. I don't mind. Okay. So I was in front of the 30 students in front of me. And said, what should I say? So we began to talk about the program they learn at school. And the World War II history arrived on the table like this. And I talked to them. I said, what do you know about the World War II? I said, the Chinese landed in France.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. And what mean the D-Day? What? You don't know what mean the D-Day. And my school was 20 minutes driving from Saint-Marie-Église. And me, I was already in touch with the World War II veterans, and I learned years by years what it means for them to come back. I said, I can't accept that. So the story began like this, you know, the history teacher arrived and he said, I apologize. It's just by what they heard by the in the books or by the family, but it's not yet in the program. So I'm going to teach them in a couple months. So I hope for you, because I can't accept that. So it started like this, in fact, and I brought World War II veterans at my school, and we decided to add them after, because I met few World War II veterans who couldn't afford to come back. It was too complicated to find the money. So I began to raise the money and to add them and to organize the trip, you know, for them. So that's it.
Returning Veterans to Normandy. That's our English version. And I'm looking at your shirt, and I could certainly butcher that. But Retour des Veterans in Normandy is the name of the organization in French. And as far as connecting with honoring veteran legacies, how did you connect with Chris Pate to make that partnership between you two?
In fact, Chris contacted a few American association here last year, and no one, because it was too late in time, you know, to add her World War II veterans in their groups. So she called me, I don't remember, she sent me a message and said, I've got a bunch of World War II veterans who would like to come back to Normandy, but I need help. And I said, okay, so you knocked at the right door, and it's like this we started, so, and it's going to work again this year.
It's incredible, and I know that you're looking forward to that event. I know that we have World War II veterans that, obviously, we're losing them fast. I talked about that with Jean, that we're losing them so fast, and we don't need to lose the history. We don't need to lose the stories. And I appreciate people like yourself that are keeping this alive and the legacies of these men and women who served in World War II, the stories that need to be heard so that our generation and the generations that come after us will understand what World War II was about.
Yeah, so it's why also we go to different school, elementary school, because it's already in the program of the elementary schools, World War I, World War II. So it means already something for the young kids. Then we go to middle school with the World War II veterans. So they study that really more. So it means a lot even for the kids, you know, to see the World War II veterans in front of you. And it's another... It's not the same history, you know. It's something real you got in front of you. Because when you've got those men and those kids, you know, they're just impressed by the men, who they are and what they still teach us. Because we've got so much to learn from them. I've got nowhere else to express, you know, my feelings and how much it's important to keep really those memories alive.
And Valerie, how can people support your effort? Yourself, is there a website, a way that people can support your effort financially?
Well, we've got account here in the USA, and Gene Garen, who is in North Carolina. I know Gene since like the last 30 years. And he was a military carrier. And Gene is, you can send the money to Gene, is in North Carolina. I can give you the address if you want to put it on the website,
sure,
or something like
I'll
this.
I'll add that to this post, to this interview.
Thank
we'll
you.
Add that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Honoring Veteran Legacies, people can go to honoringveteranlegacies.org and support that effort. We need their support right now to get these gentlemen to Normandy so they can have this experience. And I know it costs a lot of money to be able to do this, and that's an understatement, correct?
Yeah. So it's why also, so the flight ticket is the point, the transportation to a place to another place. So the host family is free because they're not going to stay in an hotel. They are going to live with a host family for weeks. I'm sorry. So and being also, we do have few expenses to care for sure. But it's even for the World War II veterans to come back, you can't imagine when they come back and they walk on the beach and they never been back since 1944. How it's strong. And when you've got the students next to them, and I can't, well, it's really something to see. It's really something I can't explain, but you can feel really the relationship. Sometimes the World War II veterans still continue to pay and friend with the schools, you know, during the year, because it means a lot for him. And even for the kids, you know, they want to stay in touch with them. They don't want to forget them, for sure.
Valerie Gauthier.
Yeah.
Correct?
Oui.
Valerie
oui,
Gauthier,
oui.
Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Thank you for your work with Return Veterans to Normandy. It's a great work, and I appreciate you. I appreciate the conversation today.
Thank you so much. And I just wanted to know that we are all volunteers. No one is no profit for anyone for us. We just do with the heart, and it's just for to let them know that how much we are grateful for the World War II veterans for our freedom.
Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.